Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Christina. Christine. With Fleetwood Mac. Bringing us back. Christy, I should say. Bringing us back. 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Christina Podnar, Christina with a K. Christina Podnar is our guest. She's become a great member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of The Power of Digital Policy. Is a really important book, folks, a practical guide to minimizing risk and maximizing opportunity in your organization. So, Christina, thanks again for being here. Congratulations again on the book. Put a .com on the end of the title, right? And then find a whole lot of stuff there, thepowerofdigitalpolicy.com.
Yep, right? Lots of free resources, and definitely I tell people to go for it.
All right, folks. In fact, she was just telling us about you can find out how, if you're compliant, and how to be compliant with the GDPR, European privacy issues, the California similar policies, and a number of other states. So go there and check out her free resources. Christina, let's talk about digital transformation. When I started doing my show in 1997, I told my audience there were three things that you're going to have to get good at in the coming decades. Number one, we're going to have to get better at networking. You know, professional networking as a discipline. Number two, we're going to have to get better at building strategic alliances because we're not going to have all the resources that we need. We may have to bring in somebody to help us. And number three, I said, we're going to have to get better at technology. Now, that sounds like a goofy thing, today, but in 97, that wasn't that evident. You know, and a lot of people still didn't have weren't online or even had emails. But this transformation thing, and it's almost crazy to think that 22 years later, we would still be transforming. You'd think we'd have it under our belt, but that's not how it's working, is it?
Nobody has it under their belt. And, you know, just so that everybody can breathe a sigh of relief, small businesses don't have it under their belt, but neither do the big ones. We're all in this together. And, you know, everything that you just said, Jim, holds true today, which, you know, might not make you feel good, but it definitely will keep you young at heart because you still have a long way to go in terms of seeing us throughout this journey.
What does transformation mean to you?
Well, you know, when I work with folks and you know, about, I would say, 50% of the small businesses, small and medium businesses that I work with, they come to me and they say they want to do something like transformation. And everybody thinks of, like, really big goals. But really, digital transformation is a catch-all term that we all use, and it can mean a variety of goals. For some small businesses, it just means leveraging cloud capabilities, right? Going from having an email or a website or maybe not even having that to actually having something that's a little bit more capabilities in the cloud that really multiplies the capabilities of that small business. And then for other businesses, I mean, I've worked with small businesses that are all about artificial intelligence and machine learning. Mm-hmm. So it could be as simple as, you know, umping up the website all the way to artificial intelligence and some really cool technologies. I think
it could be subscribing to a customer relationship management system, right? It can be converting from managing your people on paper to using a little artificial intelligence to help you track the behavior and the past interests of your customers. It could be as simple as that, right?
It could be. It could be very, very simple. It could be as simple as just understanding what information you have within your business and how you can bring that business together, like you said, either through a CRM, a customer relationship management tool, or some other kind of analytics, but something that brings all of that insight to you so that you can really ramp up your business and make those sales that you need to make.
The term that I like to use, Christina, is leverage. You know, when a small business buys in the 20th century, a small business bought a better motor to run their equipment. That was analog transformation. That was upgrading their transformation. Now that was analog leverage. But now with digital leverage, whatever you're doing to give yourself an advantage using digital tools, that's digital leverage, and that's a form of transformation, isn't it?
That is. And I think that, you know, it used to be that we used to have a reach maybe of not just our city, but possibly even our state. Now small businesses have a reach around the world potentially. And so that's all about the leverage, and it's what digital can bring to you. And it means those sort of new capabilities. But for a lot of businesses, it also means saving money on things they've been spending money on historically and cutting costs where they need to cut costs. And so I think there's a lot of really great opportunities around digital business. And, you know, the digital transformation that's bringing that to us. But the question I think for most businesses is, you know, do you have a strategy? Do you know what you need to be doing? Or are you sort of just lingering, and hopefully not, but lingering fear? Because I see a lot of folks that feel like they're behind the curve and trying to catch up, and they don't know quite which way to turn.
And everyone's strategy is different. There isn't a cookie cutter strategy, is there?
And there shouldn't be, right? Because your business isn't the same as my business, nor is Sally's business the same as mine. And so everybody should have their own strategy. And it could be something as very simple as saying, you know what, I'm going to start doing more SEO and more online ad spending. But before I do ad spending, because I don't know that I have a guaranteed return on investment, I'm going to start using predictive analytics and trying to understand how much of a return I can possibly get before I take that risk.
And a small hometown restaurant could be using all kinds of technology that to help them bring customers in and help them keep their existing customers happy without making everybody punch their order into an iPad, right? I mean, you can still be an analog homegrown restaurant, but have all kinds of technology transformation going on behind the scenes, right?
Absolutely. And it's, you know, it's the restaurant, it's the local HVAC shop, it's the local auto repair body. Everybody can have really great digital transformation, and it comes in different ways. It comes with outreach to customers via email with your sales. It comes through social media and growing awareness of your services.
Christina, hold on that thought. I got to take a quick break. But, folks, here's one thing I always remind you. Never ask a customer to use your technology unless there's something in it for them. Quick break, 10 till, right back with Christina Podnar.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.